The automobile has played a big role in boosting the freedoms of Americans. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gretchen Soren, Distinguished Professor at the Cooperstown Graduate Program at SUNY Oneonta, explores how Black Americans have had a different experience with cars.
There are many studies that address the significant role that the automobile played in American life. But that research is confined to the way the automobile affected white Americans. African-American newspapers, market studies, and Black travel guides reveal an experience that was totally different for Black Americans. The automobile, the ultimate symbol of independence, profoundly changed the lives of Black Americans by freeing them from humiliating and often dangerous travel on public conveyances and the racial epithets they regularly endured. From the time they arrived in North America, freedom of mobility became an important aspect of liberty for Black Americans because it was denied. Enslaved individuals needed permission to be away from their masters and had to carry paper passes or wear metal tags to prove they had permission to leave their owner's property. In the 20th century, the automobile changed mobility. In the South, buses and trains were segregated by law. In the North, segregation existed by custom. When they could, Black Americans traveled by car to protect their families. The coming of the cheap automobile, the Nobel Prize-winning sociologist Gunnar Myrdal declared in 1944, has meant for Southern Negroes who can afford one, a partial emancipation from Jim Crowism. Black-only businesses and Black travel guides, like the Negro Motorist Green Book, encouraged a new way of resisting oppression. Travelers could be confident of finding welcoming hotels and restaurants as they traveled. Civil rights workers found places to stay and to eat when they traveled for marches and protests. The automobile helped to secure for Black Americans that most basic right, now called into question, the freedom of mobility.
That was Gretchen Soren of the Cooperstown Graduate Program at SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.